T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Locker, educate me and our listeners here. You mentioned the defense. I'll never see the game the way that you're capable of, A, as an analyst, B, as a player, but it seems like it's just too easy for teams to get up and down against them. There's too much space. Is that a defenseman issue? Is that a forwards issue? Not pinching back? Is it not enough forecheck? Just help us understand what we're watching here, because it just seems to me, and I think a lot of Caps fans, it's too easy for their opponents for such extended periods.
Danny, I think it's a combination of what you just said. I think, you know, you can't put the blame all on the forwards. You can't put the blame all on the D. It's, to me, working together. Back when the Caps were playing well, and you'll see this if you watch closely when we see a full shot of the rink during the game, the big telltale sign is, are there 5 guys in the shot? That is the key. So defensively, if there's 5 guys in the D zone, that's good. If there's 5 guys in the neutral zone, that's good. If there's 5 guys in the offensive zone, that's good. So to me, it all comes down to units of 5. You can see when they're playing poorly, case in point, the 2 breakaways they allowed last game. Well, the guy steps up from behind the net, hits a guy at the far blue line, and he's got a breakaway. But if you looked at the gap between the forwards who are trying to establish a forecheck and the D who were right around center, that's a huge gap to play with. Too much. If the 3 forwards had been at the blue line, the 2 defensemen at center, then you have 5 guys in the same area. And to me, that's missing. The forwards are going, the D aren't. A good analogy would be this. When you're watching the game, if the 3 forwards are at the far blue line on the attack, if the Caps D are coming over center, that's a good thing. If the Caps D are still at the far blue line trying to come out of their zone, that's too big of a gap. So I use the lines as a measure of good defense. If you see guys, and it's got to be all 5 within that area, the Caps are playing well. When they're not, they're going to be exposed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.